Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 617-655-1234. Brand new phone number here at the radio station. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. We were talking about the fact that Lana let my son Barrett drive for the first time over the holiday break. And there are so many emotions. One, that he's getting to that age that we have to teach him this, which is just wild, you know, to think about him driving.
Well, let's be honest. Y'all live in the city. Mm-hmm. You don't drive that much. He won't need to drive that much.
I'm just going to tell you, though, it would be nice if he could drive himself to a lacrosse tournament every once in a while. Give it a little bit of our life.
Kid, you're going to Springfield on your own.
You would never do that in a billion years, but I like where your head's at.
Right. And then also just remembering the stories of when you first drive. As I said, I was 15 years old, and my mom threw me the keys to the car and said, go get me some cigarettes. And I had never driven a car before. It wasn't like she got in the car and told me what to do. It took me a minute just to figure out how to get the key in to turn it. Right? And then working everything, the blinkers, the brakes, all of it. I didn't get any instruction. She just threw me the keys.
It's the most wild thing I've ever heard, but also the most your mother Carol thing in the world. And just super quick, for everybody who's saying, like, don't do this because I'm going to get in trouble. Come on.
I'm not getting in trouble. I didn't do it.
I thought you guys were cool. Relax.
Yeah, first of all, I thought you guys were cool, but everybody does this. Right? Yeah.
Who didn't drive before they got their license?
No one has ever touched a wheel until their learner's permit was firmly in hand.
Kaylee's from Wittensville. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi.
So what is this about your boyfriend?
Oh, my God. So I was 15 years old, and my boyfriend, well, I don't have parents, so I grew up without both parents. I was an orphan, so he took it upon himself to teach me, and he brought me to school. He was like, oh, you're going to drive to school today. It was about a mile and a half from the house, and I got in the car, and he was teaching me what to do. We were driving this old, like, 4x4. It was my first time ever driving, and he was like, all right, this is what you do. And I took off like a bat out of hell, going around the corner, got pulled over, and and his mom was a lawyer, so she had to get us out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So the 17-year-old boyfriend was teaching the 15-year-old how to drive.
As one does.
Yeah.
That is a movie.
It happens.
I need to watch that movie.
Pulled over immediately.
Yeah, there's always a cop around, right? There's never a cop around until a 15-year-old is driving around with a 17-year-old.
My best friend, and this is before we were both 16, used to steal her mom's car all the time while she was at work. And like we would go to McDonald's and stuff like that.
Sure.
No license, no nothing.
Oh, I stole my parents' car all the time.
Insanity.
Samantha's from Westminster and got into an accident the first time driving. Oops. Is that right? What happened?
Yeah, so I had just got my license. It was winter. My sister's super cool. She's 10 years older than me. She's like my second mom. So she's like, I'll take you. And she brings me. We get my license. We're leaving. I get to drive. So we're driving along. I'm doing fine on the roads. I'm doing the stoplights, whatever, doing it. And we go to a store. So I pull in the parking lot. And I'm pulling into this parking space, and instead of slamming on the brake, mm-hmm. I slam on the gas, and we go right into a snowbank.
Yeah.
Lana said that was her biggest fear.
Important to learn those lessons.
Yeah,
early.
The difference between a brake pedal and a gas pedal.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Imagine running stick at the same time.
I have a question for Carson.
Go on.
I'm listening.
Carson, do you think your wife took your son driving without you because you had the big adult conversation without her?
She didn't know about that conversation yet. I hadn't had a chance to tell her. So she didn't know that conversation.
Oh.
So when she got home, after Barrett was gone, I was like, did Barrett? So Barrett, I think, actually played us because they were out somewhere. And then Barrett said, can I drive? And she's like, I don't know. Sure, why not? He never mentioned that we had had a conversation about getting older and the responsibilities of being older. So I think Barrett played us knowing that I hadn't had.
Where do you think he learned that, sir?
Thank you, Samantha. Kate is from Blackstone. You hit three things the first time you drove.
Oh my God. You sound like me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Tell everybody what you hit.
So I went to get my license and got in the car and was driving around, and they asked me to do the required 3-point turn, and I did my 3-point turn, and then they asked me to back into a parking spot, and I backed into a parking spot and hit three trash barrels and knocked them over. And then after I knocked the three trash barrels over, we drive back to the registry, and I took my license and I took my test in Brockton, Massachusetts. So it's a city. So there's a lot of cars. And then when I'm driving back, I pull in and he says to me, tell me where your emergency brake is. And I looked at him and I said, I don't have an emergency brake in this car. And my mother is in the back laughing hysterically at me. And they passed me. They gave me my license. I couldn't even believe it.
You tried to fail.
That feels,
no, you're good.
That feels safe.
It's fine. You're
I
good.
Should be on the road.
I had to take my driver's test twice.
Thank
and a surprise
Kate.
To no one.
That is a surprise to me. I got 100 on my written exam for my driver's test.
Oh, the written exam, fine. No, it's the driving test.
And, the driving part? I passed it first time.
Uh-uh.
First time through. And real quick, Michelle is from Dracut. How was it the first time you drove? What happened?
Hi. So my brother picked me up. My brother is 13 years older than me, and he picked me up in his Ford Taurus Beta, right? And I get in the car, and he goes, don't tell mom. I says, all right, I won't say anything. There's no rearview mirror, no side mirrors. And I go, how am I supposed to drive this? He goes, listen, it's the people in front of you that matter, not the people behind you. Let's go.
And I'm sorry, what kind of car was it again?
It was a Ford Taurus. It was a nice little Beta.
You can just call in and say that anytime. Can we save that for days when I feel sad?
That is good. Thank you, Michelle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.